My name's Phil Harris. I'm on the forum Fearless Phil. Right now, I don't feel so fearless. In 1964, I was working on the shipyard, building a submarine. And the fellow working with me inside this missile tube was a welder who had me trapped because I couldn't get out. And I started bragging about what a wild weekend I had. And he whipped out his New Testament. And I'd been a renegade. I was a member of the SDA church. Gave up on everything because I obviously wasn't reaching perfection very fast. Not at all. And so he prayed for me for 2 years. In the meantime, he helped me meet my wife of 43 years. His wife led Jan to the Lord, and I was in big trouble because now I had three of them on me. And so I eventually turned my life over to the Lord. Now, the part I want to get to is that after that, him and a few others in the city of Vallejo put together a rescue team that took kids off the street, you know, the drugs and everything that goes on. Plus, they reached the sailors. And we had a noontime Bible study where we researched whether it was okay for an ordinary Christian to baptize a new believer. And we finally concluded, gee, it's biblical. We're all priests of Jesus Christ. He's our high priest. We're priests. We can do it. So he baptized this fellow. Okay, that's back in 1967-8. A couple of years ago, I'm in a Bible study where I live, and it's led by a local pastor, and his teaching sounded familiar. And it turned out the guy we prayed about was the guy that my friend baptized. And he's now a preacher in the city of Port Orchard, renting a Seventh-day Adventist gymnasium, so help me. So I feel kind of odd being in an SDA church, but on Sunday. But what's really amazing is my friend that led Jan and I back to the Lord died of cancer and was with the Lord. So I'm fully expecting to see my friend Dave. And I'm just amazed at the ministry that one stuttering welder had on my life and thousands of others.